You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here from the City Museum. Welcome Alyssa Borges, Curator of Public Programs. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi there.
And Sally Donaldson, City Museum Volunteer and Walking Tour Guide. Hello, Sally.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, thanks for being here today, both of you. You're here to share some updates on the activities of the City Museum for this month, including the walking tours beginning May 28th. Why don't we begin with those? And Alyssa, I'll just ask you for an overview of these tours, and then we'll hear about some specifics from Sally.
Yeah, great. So our downtown historic walking tours, they will begin in May on the 21st, and they're all led by our local, wonderfully enthusiastic Juno volunteers. And it's a tour that focuses just on the downtown area, but covers quite a range of information that many people might not know about our history in the downtown area from, you know, first people up through modern times.
Sally,
I was just going to say, and it ends with the fun tea and beverages at the Capitol Inn, which is where you can gather a little more information about that building as well.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And Sally, I wanted to ask, how did you get interested in studying the history of downtown Juno? What was it that drew you in?
Ever since I moved here in 92, I've been interested in what's that? Well, what is that building? What used to be there? And so I think it was just kind of natural for me to want to do walking tours. Plus, I love being outside and meeting visitors and talking to them about where they are.
Well, where around downtown does your walking tour take us?
It goes from the City Museum, and we usually walk over to the State Office Building and get a glimpse of Juno from higher up there from the platforms that stick out the little patios outside. And then we walk downtown to 3rd Street or 2nd Street, and then probably back up around Gold Street and go up to 5th Street and then walk over to the Capitol Inn where we end up. And everything seems to go so fast. We never have enough time to really cover everything, but picking and choosing is fun.
Alyssa provided us with some photos that are up on our website, katoo.org/JunoAfternoon. And I just wanted to chat with you guys about a couple of these. One of them is a photo of 3rd and Seward Street. Looks like it was around about 1890. It's, you know, on 3rd Street looking up Seward Street. And it says it's one of the stops on the downtown walking tour. Do either of you have more information about that one?
The photo itself is it includes the fire department. So that's pretty, and that's interesting. And you know, it being that early, there aren't the streets and the buildings that we're used to seeing. So it's just, I think, a very fun photo to look at to really get a feeling for how much our, you know, the downtown area has changed over time. I don't know, Sally, you have anything to add to that?
I'm trying to think what's there, Alyssa. I know we look at Main Street and 3rd, where the bakery of Hai Chung was, the China Joe, and those stories could go on and on. And then 3rd and Seward, right now we have, that's where the Reach building is, right? And the Barron's Bank is across the street.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, usually talk about what happened there, but I want to take a look at that earlier photo because I'm not familiar with that one.
Well,
that is, I believe, the site of a bank robbery, which you do talk about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that was in the 1930s, a bank robbery that happened in the Barron's Bank. And so B.M. Barron's built the general store that was there on the corner, and the bank was part of that store. And then eventually he took it over just to be a bank. And There was a man who walked into the bank and pulled a gun on the teller, and the teller pulled a gun back on him and actually ran after him and shot at him and hit him in the leg. And he also hit a taxi driver that was going by, and the taxi driver got up and tried to help out too. So they recovered the money, and the bank robber actually died. The taxi driver survived, and the money was returned to the bank.
What a story. I didn't know anything about that, but I live in this neighborhood, and I can look at this picture and follow the dirt road that is Seward Street now all the way up the hill to where my house would be. So I just thought that was a really interesting image. And of course, it looks so different today than it does in that image. And it's just neat to see what was there before.
It really is. Well, and if you live right there, and it's fun knowing that history, isn't it?
And yeah, it is. And I've been kind of studying up on some of the more recent history, last 100 or so years in that neighborhood. There's some great resources up there at the House of Wickersham, and lots of fun articles written, you know, by just local folks who live in the neighborhood or used to. And so it is really interesting to learn about that. And another picture I wanted to ask about, or just comment on, again, this is up on our website, kto.org/JunoAfternoon, provided courtesy of Alyssa and the City Museum. But there's an image of the Indian Village, and I think it overlooks where our station sits now, the one that we mentioned in our land acknowledgement that was used by the Akwan Tlanedi. Do you talk about some of that, the history of the area prior to settlers and colonization?
Right. So the Akwan people would come from their home in Ok Bay and set up summer camp along that place where the photograph is right there. And then the Takuquan people from further south would set their fish camps, and also south, a little bit south of town. And every summer would, you know, spend the whole summer catching fish and processing them, drying them, and putting them up for winter. And so they've been doing that for thousands and thousands of years. And we're only looking back at mining history that's just a little bit over 100 years ago. But the people who were here before were, you know, had a lot more history.
It's so interesting to see those houses built right on the water. You know, there's some of them that have like a little deck and stairs going right down into the water. So when we say they relied upon their immediate connection to the waterfront, it really did mean immediate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Imagine just being in the house at a very high tide when probably, you know, the water would come right up under the house.
Yeah, I could see where flooding might be an issue if it ever got too bad. And now, of course, the area looks way different. So again, this is just really interesting photos. And I thank you, Alyssa, for providing us with those. I know that you talk about those and much more in your walking tour. So without giving away any spoilers, are there any other intriguing bits of your downtown tour that you'd like to mention?
Sure. Well, it sort of depends on the people who come on the walking tour. Sometimes they express a particular interest in something like mining or the way the town is set up now. And I remember one time I had a woman who was a civil engineer. So she was really intrigued by the sidewalks that go and the stairways that go up, you know, from 3rd Street, 4th Street, 5th Street, and how those had been built to actually be parts and continuations of the streets. That was something that was really interesting to her.
And I would add that one thing that I really think makes the tours special is that our guides have personal connections to this place, and they share the stories. And they're willing, like Sally says, to adapt to the interests of the participants.
Well, I thank you, Sally, so much for sharing all of your knowledge with us. And the historic downtown Juneau walking tours begin May 28th, and you can get, and locals, I understand, get half off. Is that right, Alyssa?
Yeah, and we decided to start, we switched the schedule a little bit. We're going to start on the 21st, and we're including Thursdays, and we're offering half price to locals through May, all of the May tours. And our schedule is on our website.
Oh, good. Well, if you're a local and you're interested in getting half off on the walking tour, act fast. Thanks so much, Sally. And Alyssa, turning back to you, is there anything you'd like to add about some of the other happenings? And any other happenings that you'd like to share about the City Museum this month?
Yes, definitely. Thank you. We have a temporary exhibit that is opening tomorrow, actually, and will be on display through the 16th. It's a clothing and fashion exhibit that's coinciding with the Alaska Fashion Week happening now through Friday, May 6th through Friday. So we would hope that people will come by and check out these items from our collection. It would be a wonderful thing to do for Mother's Day on Sunday to hop in and check it out. We are open Thursdays through Sundays from 10 to 4. Like I said, that one will be on display through the 16th. The other May special we're offering right now is in honor of National Military Appreciation Month, which is all of May. And so we are offering free admission to active members, veterans, retired military members, and Coast Guard members to come to the museum and see our exhibit.
Excellent. And let's see, there was something else. There's another photo that you provided to us that was of a ceremony that I believe took place in 1959, the statehood ceremony at the Veterans Memorial Building. Now the city. Go ahead. Tell us all about it.
I was just going to say that links to, you know, in a way that's a connection to the Military Appreciation Month, and that our museum building is actually a historical building that is a Veterans Memorial Building. It was built as a memorial and a tribute to our area veterans who served in the wars. So it has its own bit of history, and we show that as well on the walking tour.
Well, that's a photo that doesn't look too dramatically different today in the photo than it does today, although I don't see the totem pole that's there now.
Right.
Well, thanks so much for all of that information and all the wonderful things that you're doing for the month of May for the active members of the military and veterans for Military Appreciation Month. And I'm also looking forward to the return of the walking tours. Is there anything else that either of you would like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
Just that we are on social media. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook now.
Thanks, Alyssa. And Sally, anything else to add?
I just wanted to put in a plug for Linda Winborn and Mark at the Capitol Inn, where we end our tours. It's so delightful to go in there. She always has wonderful cookies and teas and such amazing stories. It seems like every time I was there, I learned something new from her.
That sounds like a nice highlight and a nice ending to a walk around beautiful downtown Juneau.
Right. For locals and visitors alike.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again so much to both of you for sharing all this information. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day and look forward to seeing the walking tours out and about this month.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.